The cholera epidemic in Haiti is rapidly becoming a national security issue, with riots spreading to several cities and towns. Protesters blaming a contingent of Nepalese peacekeepers for a deadly outbreak of cholera barricaded roads and exchanged gunfire with UN soldiers in clashes that lasted late into the night and saw a UN peacekeeper shoot and kill a demonstrator. Chris Altieri reports.
The protests apparently began in Cap-Haïtien early Monday, and within hours had paralyzed much of the northern port city. UN officials on the ground are saying the outbreak is now a matter of national security.
It's an issue, obviously, of national security, where we have demonstrations starting already against, for example, cholera treatment centers.
Deputy Envoy of the United Nations Secretary General in the Caribbean country, Nigel Fisher, says the United Nations mission there is modifying its communication strategy.
The communication strategy is broadening not just from information about how people can protect themselves through better hygiene, but also such examples as to have a cholera treatment center in your locality is actually an advantage. It is not a threat to your health.
Cholera had not been documented in Haiti before it broke out about 3 weeks ago. Suspicions quickly surrounded a Nepalese base located on the Artibonite River system where the outbreak started. The soldiers arrived there in October following outbreaks in their home country and about a week before Haiti's epidemic was discovered. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that the cholera strain now ravaging the country matched a strain specific to South Asia, but said they had not pinpointed its origin or how it arrived in Haiti. Following an AP investigation, the UN acknowledged that there were sanitation problems at the base, but says its soldiers were not responsible for the outbreak. No formal or independent investigation has taken place despite calls from Haitian human rights groups and U.S. healthcare experts. The disease can be all but prevented if people have access to safe drinking water and regularly wash their hands. I'm Chris Altieri.